Mon histoire avec le Québec.
My history with Quebec is a love story because I chose to come here. Why here? Because in 1980, Adalbert, my husband, came to study in Canada. And I had spent 2 months here, and I really liked it. It was summer, mind you. Well, I liked it a great deal, and I prayed to the Lord, Lord, I love this country. Someday I'd like to live here and to raise my children here. We'd visited some areas of Montreal, we visited Ottawa as well, and I truly liked the lakes, the vegetation, the flowers, the climate, the welcome. My roots are in Cameroon. I don't really talk of having left Cameroon because a part of my heart is still there. If I could finish this thesis, I think it would be a wonderful contribution, not only for Cameroon, but for other African countries, and even for Quebec and for Canada, since I am doing a study of comparative law. In my thesis, I propose a model of legal pluralism, which would be composed in part of foreign law and partly of traditional law that has always existed in my country. I'm also working on the possibility for Africans to have a space in Montreal, a space that is truly theirs, an open space where everybody would be welcome, a space that would be a meeting point, a church, a family, and a home. As to the children, I try to teach them to be aware of others and to have them understand that the only way they can fully participate in a host society is to become involved, not to stay on the sidelines and to say, well, those are Quebecers, those are Canadians. Who are Quebecers and Canadians? They are Quebecers and Canadians as well. Those bigots who feel, well, there's no room for these people, they're just coming to steal our jobs. But there's an awful lot that we bring. Not only Africans, of course, but all the others who come. They bring a lot of things as long as one has the eyes to see, as long as one is willing to understand, as long as one is interested in what others around them can bring. Solidarité Femmes Africaines is a non-profit organization which has been in existence for 14 years now. Next year, we'll be celebrating our 15th anniversary. And it's an association which does work quietly, but in a remarkable fashion for women from Africa. I think I've been able to give my children a love of their fellow man and a love for Africa. I wanted to make of these gifts the Lord gave to me good people. This unique experience that I live in this house, which has become essentially a laboratory in cultural diversity, with all those young friends of my children who arrive, who are not like us, who have white skin or whose eyes are shaped differently, who, when they come into the house for the first time, look at us with some mistrust, judge us, don't want to take a seat, don't want to eat what we eat, and then 3 months later, in some cases, don't want to go home anymore because they're so comfortable here. And they learned what an African person is, and they taught us what a Portuguese person is, or an Italian person, or a Haitian, and so on. And I think that it is a blessing to be able to live this type of transformation. What is very important to us are human beings, our friends, and we have friends throughout the world. We have a chain of friends around the world. We have children that are Canadian, that are citizens, and who have declared that this is their country and that this is where they want to live.